This is News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Twin attacks on the army in central Mali overnight killed six soldiers, while some 30 suspected jihadists were also left dead in response. That's according to Mali's military on Sunday. The attacks occurred near the border with Burkina Faso at army positions that have been targeted in the past. A deadly Islamist offensive began in northern Mali in 2012 before spreading elsewhere. The raids occurred in the violence-racked center of the Sahel country. Mali's military said the attacks took place around 3:30 a.m. It said the army seized about 40 motorcycles and a large amount of military gear from the attackers. A medical source said a number of wounded soldiers were evacuated by helicopter. Violence linked to jihadist and separatist insurrections in Mali since 2012 has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands more. The UN Security Council held a meeting earlier this month devoted to Mali's long-running crisis. Authorities in Afghanistan say they have re-arrested 600 members of the Taliban who were freed from imprisonment as part of a peace-building agreement between the United States and the insurgent group. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Hamdullah Mohib, made the announcement on Sunday. He alleged the men in question had returned to the battlefield to plot deadly attacks against government forces and civilians. Under the February 2020 U.S. Taliban deal, the government had released more than 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 security personnel. The swap led to the opening of much-sought peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out in the Netherlands on Sunday as anti-curfew demonstrators protested against coronavirus restrictions, while France imposed new border controls with numerous countries under pressure to slow the spread of new variants of the virus. Israel announced it would close its skies to almost all aircraft. In the United States, Johns Hopkins University said the country had topped 25 million COVID-19 cases, remaining the hardest hit after almost 99 million infections and over 2.1 million deaths worldwide. In the Netherlands, a COVID-19 testing center was burned in one village, while police used tear gas against demonstrators in another. Cars were burned and businesses looted in the village of Eindhoven, and deployed water cannon and dogs in central Amsterdam. The clashes came on the first day of a new 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew, the country's first since World War II. In Denmark, two men were arrested Saturday night for burning an effigy of the Danish prime minister at an anti-restriction protest. And in Spain, thousands of people demonstrated against virus restrictions in the capital, Madrid. Sweden, meanwhile, said it would prohibit entry from neighboring Norway for 3 weeks, after cases of a variant that first emerged in Britain were later detected in Oslo. 22 aid groups working in Yemen urged U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday to remove Yemen's Houthi rebels from a terrorism blacklist, saying it could put millions of lives at risk. The Trump administration's move against the insurgents took effect the day before Biden took office, to resounding criticism from experts, the United Nations, and aid groups. A joint statement from the aid groups warned that the designation comes at a time when famine is a very real threat to Yemen, which has already been racked by 6 years of conflict. Colombia's FARC political party, which was formed following the demobilization of the guerrilla group with the same acronym, will change its name to Comunes, it said on Sunday. The decision to change the name was taken at the party's second National Assembly, which ran for 3 days through Sunday. The party announced the change on Twitter on Sunday. In the announcement, the party called itself a real and transformative bet on Colombia's peace made by the common people. The leftist guerrilla group known in English as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia signed a peace agreement with Colombia's government in 2016. The signing of the pact ended the guerrilla's role in a conflict that had lasted more than 50 years and killed more than 260,000 people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.